I live in a small town by the sea. It sits just inside Cape Henlopen at the bottom lip of the Delaware Bay. Summer mornings, salt air sifts through the screen on my open window. Companies of gulls settle on my rooftop or sail around the church steeple across the way. On gray days, the foghorn out in the harbor bleats like a cow deprived of its calf. One is always aware of the sea in Lewis, can feel its broad, enduring presence just over the fat humps of sand dunes. It affects people as surely as it breeds rhythms into the fiddler crab. When the wind is from the east, the salt water leans in strong, and the sun rises pink under a moist haze. Stamps mate. Bread molds in a day. In big storms, the ocean seems to empty its belly, and even a solid house like mine feels ephemeral. The hackberry trees weep floods of tears. My drain spout gives up altogether, spewing a wide waterfall that feeds a pool at the foot of the stairs. In the small tidal marsh at the center of town, chill water rises to the tips of the cord grass so that only specks of green show, like a lawn in a pointillist painting. When the tide shrinks, the mud banks exhale that sharp, salty smell. Some days, a thick sea mist creeps backward over the dunes and infiltrates the town with the ghost of deep water. Then the place feels as if it were adrift, unanchored to anything. This coast is a rhythmic landscape, cut from marshes and sand, and described by an early Dutchman as beautifully level. Age by age, the ocean has risen. Age by age, it falls again, sweeping back and forth across the coastal plain. The ground around Lewis supports flowering plants that fare well in thin, sandy soil, beech heather, bayberry, groundsel, beech pea. Because the ocean tempers the swing of seasons, it is a twin province of north and south, home to species that ordinarily do not mix. Bald cypress, muscadine grape, loblolly pine, and sweet leaf push up from their southern habitats. Wild cherry, beech plum, sassafras, and laurel creep down from the north. Such northern species as eider ducks meet true southerners like the brown pelican and black vulture. Spring and fall, flocks of migrating birds flow north and south overhead. In May, shorebirds descend from the skies to feed on our margins. Swallows mass under the August sun, stippling the dunes and beating the phone wires. When the temperature falls, the air reverberates with the calls of snow geese, which gather by the thousand in the stubbly cornfields like raucous crowds on a public beach. In winter, flotillas of scoters and scops play the edges of the sea. The Sicanese Native Americans called this spot Sakonisink, or place where there is a gentle sound from the movement of things. Early Dutch colonists called it Zwanendael for the wild swans. Today, Lewis is a town of 2,500, though the population swells in summer. It has been spared the development that mars so much of this coast, thanks in part to the clouds of mosquitoes that once bred in its marshes and ponds, and to the presence of two strong-smelling fish fertilizer plants on its bay shore, which perfumed the streets when the wind was from the east. Our main thoroughfare, Savannah Road, got its name from the flat farmland over which it traveled. Some of this land remains, and roadside stands piled high with sweet white corn and cantaloupes still populate the county highways in summer. But with the death of the fish factories in the late 60s, Lewis has grown into nearby Wolf Neck, Gill's Neck, and Holland Glade, slapping down over forest and farm field, subdivisions with names that memorialize what has been raised. At the only stoplight in town, Savannah intersects Pilot Town Road, which runs along the Lewis Canal. This is the old neighborhood of the river pilots, charged with navigating large vessels through the swift, narrow channel of the Delaware to ports upstream. When the wind is right, you can hear their boats go out, the throbbing engines louder than most other boats. The pilots are still considered the elite, and their houses are among the biggest and best in town, with tall attic windows once used to scan the horizon for incoming ships. Charts of the Delaware Bay are peppered with reminders of the old hazards of the river channel: Ship John Shoal, Joe Flogger Shoal, Old Bear Shoal, Dead Man Shoal, The Shears.